Oh, you look perfect for Dream It, Be It Day, sweetheart. Just think, your chance to shout, "Look out, world! Here comes a future CEO!"
Well, I am excited about blasting through the glass ceiling and all, but I'm still not sure what I want to be. Is there a boss lady, singer, ballet dancer, movie star job?
Now, Angelica, you need to pick one thing and work to be the very best.
But I'm the bestest at everything!
Oh, that's Katie. Yeah, that's Katie.
My brother got her autograph.
Ooh, look.
I said tease, not torture. Let's get it over with. Send in the clowns. Hit it!
Katie Kincaid here at the Community Center, where I'm interviewing members of the fabulously fun So You Wanna Be a Clown class. And what drives you to clowndom, besides a tiny car?
Well, for one, when I wear this, people take me more seriously.
Uh-huh. Cut! Is this clown for real? Get me another bozo!
Great clothes? On TV? Get to you? Please tell me that's a job, Mommy!
Yes, Angelica. She's a news anchor. Oh, but you don't want that job. It's hasta la vista at 40, and major face work involved.
That's what I'm gonna be.
Class! Don't say chocolate still isn't one of the five food groups.
Will you tell me when it is?
Jake, we're nice and clean today.
I can fly, saving all the people who isn't paradise in the world.
Oh, goody, Clark. I feel safer already.
So, what are you gonna be for Dream It, Be It Day, Angelica?
It's a secret, but trust me, Susie, it's the bestest job that ever was.
Better than being a famous TV producer like I'm gonna be?
Anyone can be Produce Carmichael. I'm gonna be the star. And not only is my job the bestest, but Miss Weimer's gonna think I'm the bestest for thinking it up.
Too late, Angelica. Miss Weimer already thinks I'm the bestest.
Hi, guys! Is this a neato day or what? I found it yesterday's tuna fishy snack in my sock! Want some? And it even flushed. Watch.
It's circle time! Circle time! Happy, happy circle time! Is everyone as excited about Dream It, Be It Week as I am? Oh, what a surprise. Who brought me this pretty but very thorny rose?
Okay, no one.
Can I tell about my job for Dream It, Be It now? You know what I think, Miss Weimer? I think that maybe someone as nice as you has got the secret admirer.
Oh, Savannah, don't be. Do you really think so? I'm just going to put nature's little wonder in water.
Matthew, show us how the bug flies.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
It's real high up. Hey, Clark can get it. Right, Clark? You have your stupid power, then climb up there.
You know, guys, my powers need a day off to, charge up.
I never heard of a power guy scared to climb.
Okie dokie. As you know, each day this week, two of our friends get to Dream It, Be It. Today, Susie and Angelica...
May first, please!
Remember, we're working on patience, Angelica. I know I am, Susie.
Well, I couldn't decide between being a doctor like my mommy or a TV producer like my daddy, so I'm going to be a producer of a TV show called Dr. Mommy.
Boring. Can I do mine before I'm four?
I'm not sure that's how we support our friends, Angelica. It's wonderful, Susie. Don't we love, love, love in class? Yay! All right, Angelica, your turn.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da! I'm gonna be a news anchor lady! You know, that's where I'm on TV for the whole news show. Oh, yeah, with stuff going on behind me.
Yay!
Well, that's super! Angelica wants to be a news reporter and... Light bulb! Could this become a group project? Yes, it can!
Group? Who said anything about a group?
A class news show is a super way to integrate separate and together play and also give Miss Weimer a chance to stop talking.
Oh, Miss Weimer, doesn't a new show need a producer?
Huh?
Yes, Susie. How perfect. You both can dream it and be it together.
This is supposed to be my show. What's a producer for?
For being in charge of the show. Oh, and telling the star what to do.
What?
I could have been the camera lady, because I use my daddy's camera all the time, but this is so much better.
Oh, can I be the camera lady? Please, please, please?
No, he smells like tuna fish.
I'm the producer, Angelica, and I say yes.
Now, you'll need a sports announcer and weather person and rest of the class. You'll get to be the news. We'll have our broadcast when the big hand is on the two. Excited, Angelica?
Oh, yeah.
Let's get Willie picking his nose!
Thrilling.
Don't worry. I'll find us a scoop.
I'll decide what's a scoop. What's a scoop?
It's a good story. Oh, like that one.
I'm all over it.
Hit what? We're supposed to use our words.
Start the camera! Is it on? Angelica Pickles here at Jake's desk where Jake's sticking feathers all over himself. No one knows why. I love feathers. They're light and really feathery and one size.
What? It's about Jake, remember?
So, Jake, what's with the feathers?
To feel like a birdie.
Well, do you?
What?
Feel like a birdie.
No, I feel like me, all the way out here.
You heard it here on Angelica's News.
You call that a story?
He was using his imagination. And it's Susie and Angelica's News.
Well, I'm picking the next story.
So, Kayla, how do you like feeding Fuzzbo the... that thing?
I really, really love it, because all creatures need to eat, and it makes me really happy to be keeping Fuzzbo not dead, and he's my friend.
Then why don't you put some food right in Fuzzbo's mouth?
Can he bite me, maybe?
Not if he's your friend.
But, well, he's my friend with sharper teeth than my other friend, and he'd bite me, maybe.
Why don't we find out? Cut! What?
Now it's there. Okay, now it's there. Okay, now it's here again.
Thank you, Sports Guy, for that exciting report. And now, Leonardo with the weather.
Well, it's kinda cold. I know, cause I'm wearing a sweater.
Let me get a booger?
That's it! This isn't what the peoples want! They want excitement, fun stuff, like something with lots of bandages!
No, they don't, Angelica. They like human interest stories about kids doing kid stuff.
5 minutes till nap time!
And we're gonna find some right after nap.
I could be the star of some dumb nice news show.
Hey, how about a story on Power Guy?
That scaredy cat! If the news won't make itself, maybe I just gotta make the news.
You can't make news, Angelica. It just kinda happens.
Yeah, you're... You're right, Harold. What was I thinking?
Gee, that would have been a good news story. Oh,
that's okay, Harold. I get the feeling there's gonna be lots more.
It was just sitting here on my desk. Isn't this a fun mystery?
Maybe it's from your secret admirer man, Miss Weaver.
Time to climb onto our dream mats, and after nap and before the news, we'll play Guess Who Miss Weaver's Secret Friend Could Be, game. Time for sleepy heads, sleepy toes, and sleepy little mouths to close. Maybe it's that nice flexible yoga instructor.
And there's gonna be some news. Hi, Kayla. Because I like you and think of you as one of my close and perspirational friends, I think you should know that Savannah said your shoes were funny.
She did?
Uh-huh.
My shoes aren't funny, Savannah.
Yes, they are.
I'm not.
Are too.
Angelica Pickles here at the mats where Savannah's made fun of Kayla's shoes.
I did not.
Sounds like another story. Angelica Pickles here at the Cubbies where Dulcie's candy is gone. I wonder if it could be the famous weatherman candy stealer.
Aha! I didn't do that.
Me too.
Hey, who smeared my picture?
No one took my lovey.
I too did not.
Angelica Pickles here in Miss Weaver's class where everybody's mad at everybody. Just a matter of time before somebody bites.
Oh, I'm getting dizzy, Angelica. There's sure a lot of news all of a sudden.
Yeah, there sure is.
Class! Oh, this isn't supposed to happen after you rest. Maybe we need some outdoor exploration of our feelings time. Or you could just run a lot!
That is not what I meant by human interest, Angelica. There's nothing wrong with stories about kids being nice.
Susie's right, Angelica. I have a really good story for kids.
Good, Savannah. Get ready, Harold.
This is the real and true story of the once upon a time my cute fuzzy wuzzy kitty cat Cotton Ball got stuck up in a real high tree. Yeah, just like this one. And I climbed it up all by myself and got her down and saved her whole life all by myself. Mm-hmm, yeah, just me.
Yay!
And cut. That was great, Savannah. See, Angelica? That's what I'm talking about.
Uh-huh.
Power guy, and I can fly. Dum-dee-doo, dum-dee-dye.
Human interest, huh? Hi, power guy.
Oh, hi, Angelica. How's your new show coming?
I think it just got better.
Oh, that's nice. Well, bye.
You know, power guy, because you're one of my many favorite friends, I want to help you.
Help me what?
With your scared of high places disease.
I don't get that.
Clark, three words. Flying bug on the cabinet. But I can make it so you can prove you're a power guy. I'm going to cure you. It'll be our secret. I'll help you every step of the way.
What way?
Just think, the whole class can see Power Guy standing on the branch of a tree.
Yeah, I know how to climb, I just forgot it for a while.
Sure you did. Here we go.
Oh!
Good! Now, can Power Guy stand up?
Yeah.
Hey, Power Guy's up in a tree! Hiya, Power Guy!
Oh, hi.
Angelica, what?
You know, Susie, when you're right, you're right. I've
cut!
I know what you're up to, Angelica, and it's a bad story.
Power guys are scared of high places, and that's a bad story? That's a great story!
But if everyone knows he's scared, then he won't be Power Guy anymore. If he's not Power Guy, well, then he won't know who he is. And it's just not nice.
I think Susie's right, Angelica.
Who cares?
Sorry, Angelica, but I'm the producer, and I say you can't do it.
Yeah? Well, you're a bad producer, and you're fired.
Oh, too late, because I quit. And you better not make Clark go higher, or I'm going to tell Miss Weimer right after I go potty.
Quick, Harold. We got news to shoot.
But Susie said
she just didn't understand that we're helping Power Guy.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Clark, we're going to film you for the news now. All you got to do is climb to the next branch.
What?
Anyone can climb to the easy one, but you're a Power Guy, aren't you?
Yeah, but Power Guy doesn't want to be in the news anymore, so you can help him down now.
Sorry, can't.
Why not?
Because this way I'm the star of a great story no matter what. Angelica shows Power Guy climbing real high, or Angelica proves Power Guy's a phony baloney. Tough love. Pretty good, but it would be even more better higher up. Something's missing.
What?
May! I'll be right up!
Mr. Pinsky, the lose weight now guy. Happy hands, stay out of pants. Maybe it's that not too terribly unattractive computer teacher with that gorgeous head of hair.
Hello, Miss Weimer. You look nice. Oh, I found the problem. And that computer teacher's rug.
Yeah. Angelica Pickles here in a tree where our very own Power Guy's gonna climb all the way to the top.
I never said that! Cut!
Okay, Power Guy, then how about Angelica Pickles here with plain old Clark who's gonna cry because he's so scared?
No!
Hi, Harold. So, you think Angelica's happy with you being our cameraman?
Oh, yeah, I'm really good at it.
Yeah, so then you probably camera her doing everything all the time. Even if she thinks you're not, right? She likes that, huh?
Not everything.
Oh, well, see ya.
Clyde, or I'm gonna leave you here. You got that?
Sure did.
You don't have to do it, Clark.
Yeah, well, I'm the boss of this show now, so everybody does what I say.
Yeah, even Miss Weimer?
Don't worry, Clark. I'll be right back.
Okay. Angelica, do you think you...
I think we gotta get Power Guy doing something really cool really fast.
Miss Weimer, Clark and Angelica are up real high in a tree.
What? Don't panic. Dr. Yeskel's at a conference. I'm in charge. So, I'll professionally and calmly...
call the fire department!
Did you get it? Because I think we're done. Let's get out of here!
What's the matter, Angelica?
Scared. Can't move.
Oh, yay!
I wasn't as scared, you know.
Of course you weren't scared. You're Power Guy.
I was so worried about Clark. I had to make sure he didn't fall.
Then it's sure lucky Harold got it all in the camera, Angelica. Every little thing you did and said. Isn't that great?
Surprise! You can thank me later.
Well, if that wasn't exciting enough, we've got a new show to watch. Let's go.
Oh, hey! You could break it!
Come on, guys! Aren't you excited to see the news?
Yeah, Angelica, aren't you? I already told Miss Weimer you fired me. And the show's all yours.
Oh. Is everyone really gonna see everything? 'Cause up in the tree, I was
kind of a little... Oh, well. Guess I won't be needing this no more.
Don't you worry, Power Guy. Go ahead. I'll catch up.
Imagine! Right outside the door. Okie dokie, time for the news!
You know, I changed my mind. I'm gonna be a tap dancer instead. Just kidding. Let's see the news. Oh, well, guess we can't. Want to talk about our feelings?
Class? I think Angelica's worried we're going to judge her on the show. We wouldn't do that here, would we?
No, Mrs. Weaver.
Why don't I put in the tape?
Well, I thought it would be neat to feel like a bird.
Have all creatures need to eat, and it makes me really happy to receive these fuzzballs.
I love that you're happy just let other friends talk, Angelica.
Yeah, well, I'm the boss of this show now, so everybody does what I say. Climb! Or I'm gonna leave you here. You got that?
Angelica, we'll review our friendship words while you're changing Fuzzbo's piggy litter.
I really learned my lesson, Miss Weimer, about whatever all that stuff was you said. So, you gonna see that clown again?
Probably not, Angelica. It's too bad. It's rare to find a man so romantic.
Bye-bye.